You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Somerville, Alabama, as I speak with Joe Thompson about Nick's Wish. Now, I appreciate Victoria at 98.1 The Beat sending me this story so that I could talk to Joe today and be able to connect with him about what he's doing with Nick's Wish. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Joe.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. Very excited.
Glad to have you. As we know, there's organizations out there that are for children, and they get a wish. They get to choose what they want to do. And unfortunately, people are aged out at a certain point.
Right, that's right. So with Nick's Wish, we service all young adults 18 to 24 that are fighting a cancer or a disease, and the wish was identified by Nick Reichel. He received a wish from Make-A-Wish when he was 17 years old, so right before you age out of Make-A-Wish. And so when he was able to do that, he had a friend that he was going through chemotherapy with that turned 18 right at the same time that they applied together, so he got approved, and then his buddy got denied. And so when Nick had his wish and unfortunately passed away from his cancer, he said that, you know, I want to leave a lasting legacy. I want to take care of this age gap that I've identified and make sure you take care of Nate. Make sure you take care of him. He was actually the first wish that the organization was able to grant.
And how was Nick's Wish put on your radar for you to find out about what they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was diagnosed with a DIBG brainstem glioma tumor on March the 3rd of last year. And then when I was diagnosed, I went to Decatur General. They ran a bunch of tests. Everything came back fine. They ran a CT scan just to be sure to check everything, and it came back that there was swelling on my brain. They had identified a mass, but they couldn't see it. So they wanted to run an MRI. MRI tech was not on call at that hour, so they rushed me to Huntsville, where I did an MRI, and then they found it. Once they found it, they told me it was inoperable, and I would be starting some pretty serious chemotherapy and radiation. And they referred me to Dr. Bert Neighbors. He's a neuro-oncologist at UAB. When I got to UAB, a social worker there named Mark Smith told me about Nick's Wish, and he said, hey, this is kind of like Make-A-Wish. You know, you can spend some time with your loved ones and support system. Reach out to them, fill out the application. Okay, cool. So I filled out the application. I asked to go to the Kentucky Derby, and they granted my wish. A couple months went by. Kelly called me, the founder and a wish maker, and said, hey, you're going to go to the Kentucky Derby next year. This is what we've granted you. So I was very grateful for that. And it just kind of sparked a fire in me, right? It built a passion. I knew that there was a need for these young adults to receive these wishes, and I knew that it's a very important part of the cancer battle, because sometimes you really just want to get away from cancer in a way, right? You want to go off to a place with your loved ones and your support system and then just spend great time with them. So that's how the Nick's Wish got on my radar.
So you were able to go to the Kentucky Derby?
I'm going this May.
Going this May?
Yes.
And you're excited about that, obviously.
Oh.
Where did that dream come from to want to be at the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, I've always loved, I mean, I love all sports, but my top three are golf, NASCAR, and horse racing. I've always had a big passion for them, especially horse racing. I love the logistics of horse racing, the training of the animal, just all of the numbers involved, and it's just a lot of fun. It makes my mind work, right? It's a lot of fun. And so, we were actually able to, a few months ago, go to Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington and visit and tour their track and see part of their fall meet. And that was just a great blast. But to me, you know, the first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, is the pinnacle of horse racing. So if you're going to go to an event, you've got to go to this. And so I was just excited to get the opportunity.
On the NASCAR end with stock cars,
yeah.
Have you ever thought about going down to Barber Motorsports and giving one of those a test drive?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I don't know if I would be able to, but I know definitely, like, they have the ride experience where somebody else drives or whatever. I've thought about that too. But absolutely, yeah, that would be so much fun.
I think that would be very cool. Someone that's a friend of mine that's also a sponsor of the show told me the other day that they could put me in one of those cars and let me go around the track.
Yeah.
You get a rush from a fast car.
Yeah.
And so there is something very special about having that opportunity at Barber Motorsports if you get the chance.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I would be very interested.
And then on your golf end, have you gone to any major golf
ventures? So my freshman year of college at UAB, I saved up and bought a ticket for the Masters Monday practice round at Augusta, the year that Patrick Reed won it. So I always wanted to go to Augusta, and we watched one thing that I remember specifically, Tiger Woods always plays a 9-hole practice round with Justin Thomas and Fred Couples the Monday of the Masters. So we got to watch that and walk 9 holes with them, and that was just amazing. I was at East Lake in Atlanta when Tiger won his first event back. I've been to the Players at TPC Sawgrass. Obviously, the region's tradition in Birmingham, but yes, yeah.
Wow. You've had some experiences then.
Yeah. I mean, I think life's all about having fun, and it's very important to make those memories. And I value things like concerts, events, things with my loved ones like that. Always have. So
you're wearing a hat right now. People can't see it because this is radio, obviously, but yeah. Your hat says bring joy.
Yeah.
Where'd that hat come from?
It's one of Nick's Wish sayings. So it's one of their sayings, and it's something that I've kind of adopted as a mantra to me. I feel like a lot of my purpose now with this diagnosis is to bring joy to others and to bring help others as much as I can, right? It's not really about me. It's about everybody else now. My empathy has grown astronomically, and I think that, I mean, I've always been a giving person, but this, it just means more now. I feel like I've found and am beginning to start to fulfill my purpose.
I bring up my dad a lot, but that really did, the loss of him and cancer in 3 weeks, it created a fire within me and a passion to help people. And I understand that empathy, and it went through the roof right after my dad died. And I just was trying to figure out, what is my reason for being here?
Right.
What is my purpose? My dad didn't raise me. My grandparents did, but I loved my dad. And I watched him pass away, and 21 years older is all he was. So you think about 21 years, how long do I have?
Right.
And making the time count. You're in a situation right now where you're making the time count while you're here and helping others and making a difference. And each person could do the very same thing.
Absolutely.
If we live life like there is no tomorrow, live today.
Yep.
We can make a huge difference in people's lives.
And that's what I really try to preach and instill into people now. You know, I have a friend, she lives in Canada. We met on one of those cancer support groups on Facebook, and her name's Emily, and she has stage 4 breast cancer, and she's in her late 20s. And she had one of those days yesterday where she posted a video. She just broke down, right, which everybody needs those days. I mean, everybody needs time to be alone and cry about their situation, whatever's going on. That's completely fine. I understand that. But she said something in her video. She said, I have a terminal illness now. She said, my life is over. My life is ruined. And I said, no. That just bothered me so much. And I texted her and I said, Emily, your life is not over. Your purpose may have changed. Your reason to be here may have changed. But if anything, you're just getting started. And you can do so much now with your story and your testimony. You have no idea. You just got to work on it. You just got to build your attitude. That's all it is.
Paying it forward too. When something good happens, try to give somebody that same experience, because you know if you enjoyed it, somebody else is going to enjoy it.
Yep.
And give them opportunities where you can. I believe in that myself too. If I can do something, if I can go somewhere special, I really want to give that opportunity to someone else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's really important to try to, like you said, if you enjoy something, somebody else is going to as well. And if you can do that for somebody else, then that's what it's all about. To me, I would rather somebody else enjoy something than me. I mean, I get a lot of gratification off helping others. And right, it's just a warm feeling. It makes me feel very good.
You are the Alabama representative of Nick's Wish.
Yes.
That's a very important role to take on. The entire state of Alabama, from the far south to the Gulf Coast, all the way to Ardmore, Alabama, just at the state line, all across the state, you are their ambassador, so right. to speak.
Yes, exactly. And I think that when Kelly reached out to me about this opportunity, I mean, I had to take it and run. I mean, I was so excited about it. I've got this big burning passion for this organization and these young adults, and I think that they've, I mean, I hate to, you know, brag on myself a little bit, but they've made a great hire. I mean, I am going to represent this organization in the best way possible. How this kind of started back in September, I asked Kelly about my wish. I texted her and I said, hey, also, do you have any employment opportunities right now? And she said, well, not right now. We're kind of volunteer based right now, but we're looking at expanding in the new year. Send me your resume. I'll keep you in mind. Okay, cool. So I did that. That October at a Halloween party, I met my dear friend, Jim Phillips. He's from the Illinois-Wisconsin border area, and he's the founder of a group called the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. So there's a bunch of supper clubs up there. They go do little events and tour the state, right? And so I met him at this Halloween party in Scottsboro at the lake. He's got a lake house. And he told me, we were just talking. I told him a little bit about Nick's Wish, just in passing, and about my diagnosis and everything. And he said that he just fell in love with the organization. He fell in love with me. He made a new friendship. And he reached out to Kelly and said, hey, you know, I do this. I would love to sponsor some charity events for you guys and raise some money for the organization. So that happened, you know, in the end of the year. Kelly calls me in January and she goes, hey, I think I have an idea. I think the board has to vote on it, but I was thinking about this. She was like, you know, I talked to your friend Jim and he told me everything and he really loves what we're doing. He loves what you were talking about. And you were just talking to him in passing, like you didn't have Nick's Wish on your mind or anything. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And she was like, well, what if you did? You know, what if we give you a spokesperson type job to promote the organization, especially in Alabama, because they have a lot of patients from Children's in Birmingham and at UAB as well. And so I was like, yeah, I'm all in. So the board voted on it. They approved it. And here we are.
Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Somerville, Alabama. I have Joe Thompson on the show with me today to talk about Nick's Wish, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Gordon
White. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Somerville, Alabama. I have with me Joe Thompson. He is the ambassador, the spokesperson in the state of Alabama for Nick's Wish. What a great role for this young man. If you listen in the first segment, he has a passion for Nick's Wish and helping others across the state of Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Thank you very much.
So glad to have you to talk about this. This is something that I can tell encourages you and inspires you to make a difference. And that's going to be contagious.
Yes, sir.
You start from one spot, you share with one person, that person shares with another person, they share with another person, and exponentially this grows in the state of Alabama.
Absolutely, and that's really my goal, because I know Kelly told me, hey, we service a lot of kids here. You know, we can make a big impact here, and we could probably, I think a lot of the thing they found was the foundation is based out of Rockford, Illinois. They service everywhere, but they're based out of Rockford, and so they could service, you know, more kids. It's just not many hospitals around here, social workers know about it. You know, thankfully mine did, and I was able to get in contact with Kelly and everybody. But I feel like it's my job now to really promote this brand, to let other kids know about what I'm going through, similar situations, and to give them an opportunity to just get away from cancer for a little while and spend time with their loved ones.
From Rockford to Rock Creek Road, man.
That's it, man.
I like it. It sounds like a song.
I love it.
I see a guitar over here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you play quite a bit?
Well, three chords in the truth. you know, I picked it up in college. I'm really big into songwriters like Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark. There's a new guy named Charlie Crockett that I just love. But I've been having some side effects from the chemo, so I can't really keep a rhythm, but I'm just started physical therapy recently, so I do fully intend to pick it back up.
You'll get your strength back
through
the physical therapy.
Yes.
Be able to use your fingers and
yes.
do all the things you have to do with a guitar.
Yep.
What was one of your favorite songs? Did you write one yourself?
I did not write any songs. I had thought about writing some songs, but I never put pen to paper.
Right.
One of my favorite songs, man. Probably I like The Cape by Guy Clark. It's kind of a storytelling song about a young man, a child that starts like playing Superman in the garage, wearing his cape, right, jumping off the garage, and then it goes through his life, and the cape represents like different points in his life and believing in himself and chasing his dreams. It's just written really well.
Very good. Guy Clark. I'll have to look that up. It's called Cape?
The Cape.
The Cape.
Yep.
We'll look that song up. That sounds like an amazing song. I love songs that tell stories too.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. If you tell me a good story in a song, I'm connected with it.
Oh yeah.
And I can think about songs in my head, and when I'm having a bad day in particular, something's going on that may not be working right, songs always seem to have that power to lift me back up.
Oh yeah. Music is a very, very important thing to me, and it always has been. I've always been a big, like I said, love to go to concerts, big fan of music, but post-diagnosis, like since March, everything's a lot more important to me. One example I like to use, kind of being funny, I have a little dog named Barkley, little Pomeranian, and before diagnosis, like, he was cool, like, he's a dog, like, I like him, but, like, after diagnosis, no, I will go to war for this dog, like, I love him.
So. You love more passionately when you have a struggle, I believe, and you can empathize, as you mentioned in the first segment, because then you can relate. It doesn't mean that you have to be going through the exact same thing that somebody's going through.
Yep.
But you know what it's like, the human experience, to hurt,
yep.
to have pain, to be depressed, to go down, to be in darkness.
Yep.
And you want to help shine a light and give people hope.
Yep. And one thing that I think is really important about that, it's everybody goes through trials and tribulations. Everybody goes through dark times. And just as you said, one doesn't outweigh the other, right? And to me, I think attitude is over 50% of the battle. I think that I've kept a really positive attitude during this whole cancer treatments and radiation and different things. And I think that that's weighed a big impact on my health. I really do. And I think that with any situation, if you keep a positive attitude, you're going to see the other side. You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to get to the promised land, whatever your promised land looks like. You know, if you have a mentor or a coach or a role model, whatever, that says, if you'll just listen to me and you'll do X, Y, and Z, then I can get you to where you're going to go, it's going to happen. You know, for me, it's Dr. Bert Neighbors at UAB. He told me, hey, you know, you got an inoperable tumor. You're going to go through some serious treatments. You know, this is going to be a long and tough road. But if you do this, this, and this, then you're going to see this. Do you like my plan? And I was like, absolutely. And he hasn't been wrong yet. And I think that's, you can apply that to any situation. You know, I say kind of jokingly, I was like, I don't care if you're trying to beat cancer or trying to learn to ride a bike. If you stick to a plan and keep a positive mindset and buy into what somebody's telling you that has your best interest at heart and believes in you, you're going to see the results every single time, every time.
You mentioned DIPG.
Yeah.
And I've had parents on the show to talk about DIPG because it was mostly children.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And so that's another aspect of it that's really scary, or was scary at first. It's a very rare cancer, but there's a lot of data on these young kids. There's not a lot of data on young 20-year-olds. So, you know, when I asked my doctor about what's my outlook, what's this, he's like, well, we don't know. You know, I mean, I'm being honest. He's like, I'm being honest with you, dude. I don't know. I'm not sure because there's nothing to look at. He's like, you're kind of just an oddity. But with that being said, you can do this, this, and this, the different treatments and different things, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I remember when I first started radiation, my doctor told me, he said, this radiation is going to do one of two things to this tumor. He said, it's either going to shrink it exponentially or it's going to make it grow uncontrollably. We don't know. You're just going to have to do it. I was like, okay. Like, there's nothing I can do. And thankfully, you know, we saw the positive results, but it's just one of those things.
With it being so rare, what you're going through can actually help people in the future.
Absolutely.
Too. You've got some 20-somethings, some late teens, and you can be used as an example, and I'm sure you probably don't mind that.
At all.
That this can help down the road for other people who are facing DIPG at an older age.
Right, and I feel like that's part of my purpose now, Mark, to if they are able to find something or some kind of breakthrough, it may not be able to help me. Cool, but it can help somebody else, and that's what it's all about.
Let's go back to being a spokesperson for Nick's Wish and what you really want to see come out of this when it comes to maybe the media reaching out to you.
Yeah.
And having them connect with you about Nick's Wish and bringing awareness across the state. You already mentioned that at UAB alone and through Children's, you have some candidates
yes.
who could actually have a Nick's Wish.
Yes, absolutely. So my goal within this new position is to create interviews and different events, appearances like this, not necessarily about the raising money, which is obviously the end-all be-all goal, but my goal is more so to promote the brand, so to speak, try to get the name out there. So through these appearances and through this awareness, like you said, it's gonna build like a fire. It's gonna reach the right people. It's gonna go and go and go. And then hopefully, as more people are aware, they'll be able to get more wishes.
So you'll have the opportunity to meet these individuals who are making wishes.
Absolutely.
And have conversations with them, get to know them.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, Children's is, you know, what, an hour and a half from here? So I don't see any reason why, you know, I can't go. And I would absolutely love to do something like that. My girlfriend actually lives in Warrior, so I'm going to Birmingham anyway. So, like...
That's convenient.
Yeah, right? So, but I think it's something... Like I told you in the first segment, I mean, this is my purpose now. There's no question about it. I mean, there's no... You're always looking for your purpose. Your purpose may change. You got to find your purpose. I know this is it. The Lord's laid this on my heart. This is very important to me. I know what I'm supposed to do. I just got to do it.
So, if someone in the media wants to reach out to you...
Yeah.
Make that connection, how do you tell them... Reach Joe Thompson.
Yeah, so you can reach me at my email, my Nick's Wish email, which is joe@nickswish.org, or you can call me directly at my phone number, 256-606-1537.
And for those out there who didn't think they could have a wish, because there are still a lot of people who would think that because of what we talked about with the other organizations, but with Nick's Wish, this 18 to 24-year-old window allows them that opportunity. What's your message to them?
So my message to young adults fighting cancer in my situation would be, one thing I always like to say is, I mean, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Always use your resources. Reach out to people that love and care about you. If somebody has your best interest at heart, you will see the results. All you have to do is buy in and keep a positive attitude. And I would like to, I always like to leave with this quote. It's from Jim Valvano. He was the basketball coach at NC State that won the national championship in the 80s, and then he passed away from cancer. But he said at his ESPY speech, he said, "Cancer may take away all my physical abilities, but it cannot touch my heart, it cannot touch my mind, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to live on forever and ever." And that's what it's about. It's about building this legacy and leaving a positive impact.
Joe, I hope that this interview today will help you on your mission as a spokesperson for the state of Alabama for Nick's Wish and reach a lot of people who didn't know that they could get a wish, and suddenly they're getting to go to things like the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a great time in May as you get to enjoy that with family.
Well, I'm very excited. You know, it's always been a dream of mine, and it's just something I really look forward to, especially to be with loved ones. I can't wait.
Joe Thompson, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Little Chicken Cluck from Best Loved Fairy Tales. And now, here's Cora White.
There was once a little chicken called Cluck. A nut fell on his back and gave him such a blow that he rolled on the ground. So he ran to the hen and said, "Henny Penny, run! I think all the world is falling." "Who has told thee that, little chicken Cluck?" "Oh, a nut fell on my back and struck me so that I rolled on the ground." "Then let us run," said the hen. So they ran to the cock and said, "Cocky Locky, run! I think all the world is falling." "Who has told thee that, Henny Penny?" "Little chicken Cluck." "Who has told thee that, little chicken Cluck?" "Oh, a nut fell on my back and struck me so that I rolled on the ground." "Then let us run," said the cock. So they ran to the duck and said, "Ducky, lucky, run! I think all the world is falling." "Who has told thee, cocky locky?" "Henny Penny." "Who has told thee that, Henny Penny?" "Little chicken Cluck." "Who has told thee that, little chicken Cluck?" "Oh, a nut fell on my back and struck me so that I rolled on the ground." "Then let us run," said the duck. So they ran to the goose and said, "Goosey Poosey, run! I think all the world is falling." "Who has told thee that, ducky lucky? Cocky locky." "Who has told thee that, cocky locky? Henny Penny." "Who has told thee that, Henny Penny?" "Little chicken Cluck." "Who has told thee that, little chicken Cluck?" "Oh, a nut fell on my back and struck me so that I roll on the ground." "Then let us run," said the goose. Then they ran to the fox and said, "Foxy, coxy, run! I think all the world is falling." "Who has told thee that, goosey poosey? Ducky lucky." "Who has told thee that, ducky lucky, cocky locky?" "Who has told thee that, cocky locky, Henny Penny?" "Who has told thee that, Henny Penny?" "Little chicken Cluck." "Who has told thee that, little chicken Cluck?" "Oh, a nut fell on my back and struck me so that I rolled on the ground." "Then let us run," said the fox. So they all ran into the wood. Then the fox said, "I must now count and see if I have got you all here. I, Foxy Coxy 1, Goosey Poosey 2, Ducky Lucky 3, Cocky Lucky 4, Henny Penny 5, and Little Chicken Cluck 6. That went all snap up, and so he went on till he had eaten them all up. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show to hear Cora's Corner. Again, we appreciate Joe Thompson with Nick's Wish for joining us here on The Mark White Show, and we appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another episode of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.